At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
All right, Maria Devereaux, as seen on your screen is all yours. What have you seen? What's going on?
Well, over the weekend, I was watching Jack Rayner's new
The Perfect Couple.
Perfect Couple on Netflix. We still have an episode and a half.
Okay, so you're nearly finished, but not finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And always we try. It was Dermot Whelan gave me this tip. We try to end, if we want to go to bed and you're not willing to give it, you know, until the end of the season that you're watching.
The full season, right?
Yeah. We stop halfway through an episode at a dull part.
Okay, so you're not going to bed on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
clever.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
So you just pick it back up then.
Dermot, she's a good idea every now and again,
yeah,
that fella.
That's it.
Okay, so that's, yeah, look, I think everybody was watching that over the weekend.
Like, I also started watching, and we only got it on Friday, also on Netflix, Selling Sunset Season 8. And I've already seen a house for $38 million.
Jesus.
I'll take it.
Yeah, look, if it's going, fine.
Have a change, guys.
I'll downsize. Yeah. Okay, fine.
But the biggest thing I've seen over the weekend, right? Now, sorry to jump ahead in time here.
Okay.
But we're getting loads of Christmas specials.
Yes,
we're getting Gavin and Stacey. We're getting Outnumbered, which we haven't had a Christmas special since 2016.
God.
We're getting Call the Midwife. We're getting Strictly Come Dancing, a festive special.
See, Maria, you know me. It's September.
Yeah.
I already want it to be Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
I know I'm annoying and I understand that. However, I will say one thing. 15 Fridays to Christmas, lads.
Oh, that gives me the fear. There is another TV show that has decided to do their first Christmas special in a decade.
Ooh.
I'm going to play you the theme tune and we're going to play Beat the Intro, me and you.
Oh, I'm so bad at Beat the Intro.
So you have to tell me what this TV show is.
Okay.
Loads of people have it already.
It's a quiz show.
It's not.
It's not a quiz show.
No. Oh, it's a big clue.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know what that is?
No. It absolutely sounds like it sounds like Tuesday afternoon in a hotel, you turn the telly on after you've gone for a walk or something, you're like, what is this show?
No, wrong. Pink.
Oh, Cops.
No. No. Pink Saturday night. Like, sitting at home with the parents.
Anton Deck in the back of a police car. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not a police car.
What is it?
It is Casualty.
Oh my God, I would not love. Wow, I'm so bad at
it. Did you never watch Casualty at home on a Saturday?
No. I've never seen an episode of Casualty.
I've always watched it with my parents.
I've only seen people in. You know when someone's like, what was that person in? They were in an episode of Casualty. Oh, okay.
Good old Charlie.
Right. Absolutely.
It's been on telly since 1986 and it is the longest running medical drama in the world.
That is very impressive. No, I did not know that. That was very impressive.
So on Saturday Just Gone, they put out their season finale in a double bill.
Okay.
And as soon as that ended, they put out the trailer for Christmas, the Christmas special.
That's clever.
Yeah. And it was just a picture of the, you know, the Casualty, like, the room with the three beds, like triage.
But
it's covered in snow. There's nobody there.
Inside. Oh.
And then there's a high-vis vest on the ground.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
So that is very interesting.
Don't know what it means, but apparently bosses have said it will be innovative. And it will be format breaking. So I don't know what that means.
Format breaking.
They will reveal all, you know, later
year. Yeah. Sometimes
Christmas.
People who make TV shows for a very long time can think that, do you know what we need to do, lads? We need to break the fourth wall and have like the cast talk to the audience.
Stop
like,
hate it.
Maria hates it. But like if they're talking about format breaking, maybe they've inverted commas, they're going to jump the shark, as people say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
They could kill off the cast.
Well, if there's snow coming in...
Inside,
and there's a high-vis vest.
If something happens outside, there's a blizzard and they all get lost or something, I don't know.
Dramatic.
So dramatic. But, yeah, it won't be just a one-off.
Okay.
It's going to kick off
the next
season, which is clever.
That is very good.
Yeah, it's going to start with a bang.
I watched something last night that I've been threatening to watch for a number of months.
Yeah.
I just don't know why yesterday I got round to it. But all the kids were out and my missus was busy and I was like, I'm going to throw this on now. Like, the dinner's on.
You never do this.
No, it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, the dinner was blipping away, the stew. I was like, we're okay here. Under Paris, it's called.
Okay.
It's actually called Sous Paris. It's a French movie.
Yeah.
And it's basically it's Jaws, the movie Jaws, right? Sharks in the River Seine. Even though they're saltwater animals, there's like some amazing scenario where this new breed of shark can go, and they're under Paris and they're eating Paris. It is absolutely so ridiculous.
They can deal with the filth better than Daniel Whiffen
can,
obviously.
Well, you know what, right? They were realistic about it. So the whole thing hinges on there's a triathlon happening in the River Seine, right?
Right.
Like this is the danger. Like, stop the triathlon. Remember in Jaws, it was like the 4th of July weekend. Like, yeah. It's literally the same story.
Yeah, yeah.
So they keep showing the people diving in the River Seine, and it's absolutely filthy. And they show it. They don't ever try and put you anywhere.
Maybe that's where this super shark has come from.
Possibly has. I'm not giving anything away in case anybody wants to watch the brilliant Under Paris.
Sure.
Yeah, there's definitely no holes in that story. That's for sure. Big giant tooth mark holes. Is that enough from you?
That's it. Can I just say I miss Hobie City like everybody else?
They're all missing Hobby City as well.
Yeah, they axed it in 2022.
And that wasn't as long running as Casualty.
But it was. I always got a buzz off the fact that Casualty was the A&E department of Hobby City.
Of Hobby City, yeah. Yeah,
they were just upstairs. And you were like, oh my God, mind is blown.
Dave Moore.
On Today FM.
Podcast.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.